This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Spitalski. You didn't hear Miramar Mayor Wayne Messam during this week's Democratic debates in Miami. He didn't qualify. However, he is still running his campaign for president. We asked him what he would have said at the Adrian Arsht Center if he'd had the chance. We talked at the WLRN newsroom just two blocks away from the debate stage. He starts here with his take on fixing the immigration system. His parents immigrated to the U.S. from Jamaica.
I come from an immigrant household. I see, even in my city, where we have an ICE facility, the inhumane conditions that take place in terms of the DACA recipients, Dreamers, individuals on TPS. All of these individuals should have some form of pathway to citizenship.
What about the backlog of asylum cases? Those seeking asylum are fleeing terrible circumstances in their countries.
When those conditions abroad stay the way they are, we'll continue to have thousands and thousands of individuals trying to come to America. So we have no choice but to work with our neighbors in Central America and the source countries where these individuals are coming from to help work with their governments to see how through trade relationships that we could perhaps help strengthen their economies.
Also, reparations have been a hot topic of debate for 2020.
This country has yet to deal with race in an honest way. For anyone to say that there is not a legitimate rationale of why reparations should be even a discussion, I think that they're just misinformed, miseducated about what happened. If you think about the consequences to African Americans in this country, who are descendants of enslaved Africans that basically was stolen, brought to this country, provided centuries of free labor to this country. No ability to own property, no ability to be educated, no ability to start a business. And then when you fast forward to districting and redlining, blacks could not live in certain neighborhoods. You had Jim Crow laws. There were so many things that prohibited African Americans from being able to have any upward mobility in this country. So I support H.R. 40 that calls for a commission to study the impacts. And from there will be recommendations that Congress and a future Messam administration could use to discuss what reparations would look like.
You are the hometown candidate in South Florida. What issues affecting the state do you feel are not being addressed adequately by other candidates?
Well, when you think about what happened up in Parkland, in fact, our city sent officers up there to help respond to that incident. And I received phone calls from residents saying, what am I going to do to keep our high school safe? And I couldn't do anything because state statutes preclude me from doing that. So I'm suing the state of Florida so that local municipalities can decide, for example, if we want to ban assault-style weapons from being in our parks, which we think is a very sensible thing to do.
What are some of the specifics of your plan to address climate risk?
Mm-hmm. As president, I would push for an infrastructure bill that would prioritize making our infrastructure more resilient. And it's more than just responding to climate change. It would fortify our infrastructure, but it'll put people to work. And it'll be an economic stimulus as well.
What does the future of your campaign look like?
I am actually working to qualify for the July debates. Once I get on the debate stage, then watch out, America.
What makes you different in a good way than your competitors? Why vote for you?
I passed the living wage in my city. I'm beating out China for jobs in Miramar. We're fighting oil drilling right outside of my city. I should be on a debate stage talking about my specific plan and my other ideas that can help this country move forward.
This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Spitalski.